And welcome back to yet another fantastic episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. We have 6 tracks for you today, all of them coming to you from that Eric Elper. Yes, he's been sending me all kinds of fantastic, amazing tracks right this past couple of weeks. It's been amazing. So that fantastic track we used to open the show was Steve Strongman and his track Tired of Talking. You can find it over on Spotify, which is the link I am going to share in the show notes for you. And let me tell you, he is from Hamilton, Ontario, and he's an award-winning musician. This is his second, oh my, I can't read today or I can't talk. I'm not sure which it is. This is his 7th studio recording of Tired of Talking. And his big breakthrough was in 2012 when he released A Natural Fact and was hailed as a standout, earning Maple Blues Award for Recording, Songwriter and Guitarist of the Year, as well as a 2013 Juno Award for Blues Recording of the Year. Pretty awesome stuff and a great way to start the show, I thought. So hopefully you'll agree with me and enjoy this next track. Thank you.
Hey, this is Fab Claxton from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
Faded in denim, laughs in the lights, the checks in the mail, files in the dimes, flowing through motions, stopping a while. The world's in the windshield, life's by the mile. Scars on his nose, cracks in his heart, holding his aces, playing the part of a man who gambled, who won and lost, paying the dealer, paying the cost. He's the last of a dying breed, a wandering drifter, lost to the breeze. A wanted man nobody needs. He's the last of a dying breed. The earth keeps spinning, he's standing still, resisting the pull by the force of will. Running on empty, going alone, fighting his demons, holding his own. He's the last of a dying breed, a wandering drifter, lost to the breeze. A wanted man nobody needs. He's the last of a dying breed. In the shallows, still waters deep, he'll draw a line that's never blurred. He's just a man cut from a herd. He's the last of a dying breed, a wandering drifter, lost to the breeze. A wanted man nobody needs. He's the last of a dying breed. Well, he's the last of a dying breed, a wandering drifter, lost to the breeze. A wanted man nobody needs. He's the last of a dying breed.
There is no doubt that I am playing to the musical variety game, because up first in that duo of tracks we had there was Hamilton, Ontario's award-winning classical guitarist Emma Rush and her third album, the 19th-inspired Wake the Sign. So we played track two from that album, which, me and my wording from classical stuff, I'm probably going to get this wrong again because it's been one of those kind of weeks. Andante and Allegretto. And I'm sure if Rachel's listening, she'll correct me on that. Because, well, you know, she is classically trained as well. It's really cool. Emma was loaned a guitar for recording this album. It was a... Where did I write down here? Yes, there's the information. She, working on recording the album... it was recorded on a replica of a 19th century Staffer guitar provided by... Meyerdrig Zendornier? Zendornier? Oh my word. Probably German. I don't know. It's... Yeah, so she was playing on a replica guitar, which is pretty awesome. So she had two solo albums prior to this one, and hopefully she'll have more. And I loved every track on the album. I've listened to bits and pieces of all of them, but not everything in. And it's full because I have a lot of stuff to get through on the show. But I'm probably going to add it into my Spotify playlist to play at some point in time, because classical stuff is fantastic as a background because there's no lyrics to distract you from when you're typing. Right? It's pretty awesome stuff. And adding to the variety, this would have been track three on the show, Moncton, New Brunswick's award-winning country outlaws, The Divorcees. See, I'm having problems with that reading thing. Maybe I just need more coffee today. They're marking their 16 years with releases of a new album, Drop of Blood, available now. I believe I will have website, if not Spotify, links for them, because they seem to have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, website, Spotify, Apple Music, all that fun stuff. So you can definitely go check out this. The track we played by them was Dying Breed, and I will probably play more off that album because I don't get nearly enough country stuff submitted to the show. But anyways, I still have at least three more tracks to play for you, so rather than talk more about all three bands that I've already played, let's get back to playing some actual music.
We played by the water that night. We sang the sun down and the moon rising. We played by the water that night. We sang more than we knew. We followed each other and the moon rising. We sang more than we knew. We were lucky that night. To next year and the moon rising, first slow then whiter, then orange then brighter. We were lucky that night. Listen harder at night. They reach for the shore and the moon rising. First slow, then whiter, then orange, then brighter. Waves listen harder at night.
This is Katie Morley, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Yeah.
I mean? I'm all about the variety today. Nobody complained there wasn't variety, because if they did complain, they'd be lying. Or, you know, have a weird opinion of what actually variety is. Those things are always possible. So, we played their Toronto, Ontario's Trevor Owen. And while I didn't play the track that is talked about in the email, Horizontal, which is a fantastic track, I did play his track, which is the first track on the album, and The Moon Rising. It's a full band arrangement, which is probably why I decided I should play that one instead. And this gentleman dropped out of schools in the 1960s in order to pursue his music career, and I think it was well worth it. I enjoyed that track. Right? Always good to get some variety. And then this dropped into my inbox today, so I squished it into today's show because, well, I thought it was fantastic. This track was Vancouver, BC singer-songwriter Keely Fleming and her track The Last Meme. Let's see what they say. The Last Meme comes from Queer Folk Singing Forth and most recent album, The Songs I'll Write for My Whole Life, in 2020. The 10-track record marks her official comeback to the music scene after nearly 4 years away. The 2-minute, 40-second-spanning track was written solely by Keely and recorded at Zed Productions in Vancouver by studio engineer Sheldon Zarco. Along with The Last Meme, the two produced the rest of the songs I'll Write for My Whole Life together before February. That doesn't make sense to me. The two produced the rest of the song I'll Write My Whole Life together between February and November 2019, before beginning the COVID-19 pandemic. Ooh, nice to squeeze it in just before the pandemic and made it difficult to record anything unless you're doing it at home. So let's see what we have here. As well as Keely's vocal and guitar work, her newest single and album feature piano work by Ron Yamuchi, a bass track by Aaron Troy, and Tony Lee on drums and additional guitars by Scott Fletcher. Though she grew up in small-town Ontario before spending many years in Nova Scotia and Vancouver Island, Fleming made the decision to become a Vancouverite in 1990 to pursue her academic career and diverse avenues of music. While there, her professional career kicked off when she fronted as the singer for a haunting indie band by the name of Hazel Motes. Her music has always been packed with the brim with complex sonic elements, tender lyricism, and the utmost passion in her work as she explores deeply personal themes, which are always executed flawlessly. So, lots there, lots for you to check out if you enjoyed her track, and I'm hoping you did. Which brings us to last track time. So, if you enjoyed this show or previous shows, please send me some feedback, Chris at InsomniaRadio.net. Bands, musicians, that's also the best place to drop me your track so that I can listen to your music and play it on the show. Right, Chris at InsomniaRadio.net. Insomnia Radio, all one word, all lowercase. Squish it all together and send it to me. You can check out all the show notes at canada.insomniaradio.net. You can find us over on Patreon, where you can get some exclusive content and early show releases at patreon.com/ircanada. And of course, our newest venture is our Instagram page, which would be instagram.com/insomnia_radio_canada_podcast. Yes, my dears, that's a lot of stuff to take in. And of course, we have Twitter at IRCanada. Nope, IR_Canada. That one is an underscore, yep. And over on Facebook, which I believe is just this /InsomniaRadioCanada, but I could be wrong. Double check that. If you search for us, you can definitely find us over there, right? Awesome stuff. So do send me some feedback however you feel you can. Like the photos over on Instagram, like and share our posts on Facebook. That is like the best thing you could do for me, is if you can't come over to Patreon and support us there, just share and tell your friends about this and tell bands about the Insomnia Radio Canada and that we'd love to play their tunes, especially if at least some content of theirs is Canadian, whether it was a Canadian songwriter or members of the band are Canadian, you know? I just have to have something in the band be Canadian to be able to play it on this show. And I love finding all those little underground indie bands that nobody has ever heard of. Those are always the best ones to play. But, you know, getting to play award winners is never a bad thing either. So, with that in mind, and hopefully people sending us feedback and bands sending us more music, we have our last track from Leamington, Ontario's Francine Honey, her emotional new single, I'm Coming Home. There is a video over on YouTube for this, as well as I will be linking to her website, but you can also find her on Facebook and Instagram. This is coming off her fourth studio album, Unfinished Business, and this is the first single off the track. So, hope you enjoy this, and we will catch you shortly in February for the next show. Ciao!
I can see a long, cold winter. I can see a long, cold spring. My breath is frozen on the window. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. The trees, they do shiver at the whisper of the wind, and the coyotes howling goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, my friend. I can see a long, cold winter. I can see a long, cold spring. My breath is frozen on the window.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.